Hey everybody, Jimmy Pardo here, Never Not Funny, right around the corner. But first, let's get ready to hit the links. PXG Golf has the greatest apparel. This stuff is comfortable. You put it on, I wore it to the range the other day, but this moved with my body so fluidly that you would have thought I was a princess. I looked fantastic out there. It was fantastic. They got something for everybody. They got pants, they got polos, they got sweaters, they got hats. I've got a hat. PXG is a way to go. The clubs are changing the industry. My buddy Steve plays them. It infuriates me how much his game improved with the PXG. But again, as I said before, his game improved, my look improved. I've got the PXG apparel, and he looks at me with a green in the eyes with envy. Good sentence, Jim. Green like the green on the 18th tee. Nope. Still wrong. The thing is, I golf. And when I do, I wear PXG apparel. Now, the way for you to elevate your style game on and off the course with PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection is to head over to thepxg.com/Pardo. Once again, go to pxg.com/Pardo. Use code Pardo at checkout. You're going to save 10% on all apparel. That is pxg.com/Pardo. PXG.com. Do it up. Grip it and rip it. Not their slogan. Hey guys, it's Jimmy. Before Never Not Funny really kicks into gear, I want to tell you about Babbel. Babbel is the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Why waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language? Babbel has quick 10-minute lessons that are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. That's less than a month if I'm doing my calendar math correctly. Babbel is designed by real people for real conversations. This thing's a piece of cake. It's a breeze. And right now, for listeners of Never Not Funny, they've got a great deal. You can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription. But again, that's only for listeners of Never Not Funny at babbel.com/Pardo. That's right. Gets up to 60% off. That's more than a Hagar. That's more than the double nickel. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/Pardo. That is spelled BABBEL.com/Pardo. Rules and restrictions apply. Use Babbel. By the time I'm done reading this, you'll know how to speak a new language. Babbel, a better way to learn a new language.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Check out Lauren Lapkus and John Gabris' new Earwolf podcast, Raised by TV. They'll revisit their favorite TV shows from the 80s and 90s while asking questions like, why did so many 90s TV shows have kids who kept tarantulas as pets? They'll even be trying some snacks from their childhood to see how they hold up. Guests like Paul Scheer and Scott Aukerman will be stopping by in episodes to reenact memorable moments from television. Listen to Raised by TV every Wednesday on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Earwolf.com, or wherever you listen.
Playing games.
He's a comedian known for getting caught between two ferns, but when it comes to pop culture trivia, guest co-host Zach Galifianakis is a real basket case. From the Never Not Funny Studios in Hollywood, California, it's Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo. Here's your host, Jimmy Pardo.
Thank you so much, Matt Belknap. Hello, everybody. Indeed, welcome to Playing Games. This is the game show that covers pop culture from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. As always, I am joined by the aforementioned announcer, Matt Belknap. Hello, Matthew.
Hello, Jimmy.
Do I ever call you Matthew?
Nope.
All right. Also with us, of course, the band leader, Mike Henry. Michael, how are you?
Fine.
Man, a few words. All right. Each week, I am joined by a celebrity co-host. This week, Zach Galifianakis. Hello, Zach.
I can talk now.
Now is the time to talk. Yes.
Okay, yes.
Is that, do you do that in real conversation, too, when somebody says, hello, Zach? Do you ask permission to speak?
Depends on who I'm speaking with.
Example, who would you wait?
I would ask permission for my wife.
Okay.
And my parents.
Okay. How old are your parents?
My dad is 82, and my mom is 27.
Boy, oh boy, they got a gap, huh? Now, that's your real mom, too, right?
Yeah. That's
something.
Yeah, it's time travel stuff. I don't want to get into it.
Can you get into it if I pressed further?
Well, how much do you know about physics?
I don't know a lot, so you could really use any lingo right now, and you'd be fine.
My mom is 7 years younger than my dad, whatever the math is on that.
So 75.
75, yeah.
Yeah, 82 minus 7 is right there at 75.
Yep.
And
You are now a dad, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How many? You have two?
Yep.
Ages?
Hold on one second. Okay. I wrote it down. One's going to be four very soon, and one is just now 10 months.
I know, 10 months old. And is it? Are you allowed to talk if they're boy or girl?
We don't want to find out.
You're keeping it a secret.
Yeah.
No, you wait.
Waiting. We're gonna wait till they're 16.
That makes it. That makes the most sense.
Yeah.
Right. It really does. Right. You just buy whatever you want. You put it on the kids.
Yeah. They're two boys. Two boys.
Hang on. Somebody's in a hurricane. It sounds like Zach. Hey, who's ever doing that? Knock it off.
What? Sleeping.
What? Somebody just fell off a cliff then, too.
Oh,
that was
boy,
the weirdest thing.
We might have to get a new contestant.
Yeah, something's happening in the isolation booth over there. We can hear them.
Maybe find someone named Buzz.
Because they're going to buzz in?
Right.
Boy, sorry. Boy, you sorry, just couldn't wait to use that.
That's out of line.
It is out of line and out of time. Are you enjoying fatherhood so far?
I like it a lot.
You do?
I do.
Is there one that you like more, that 10-month-old or the 4-year-old? Are you picking
my
favorites?
My wife switches all the time who's her favorite. I don't know. Both ages are good, and they're fun, and, you know, I like it a lot. I mean, I don't get a lot of visitation rights.
Oh, boy, that's got to be upsetting then.
Yeah.
Already with 10 months.
I was there for the birth.
Right. And then what did you do at the birth that then prevented you from seeing them any further?
I didn't know. It turns out I wasn't allowed at the birth.
Oh, you were not supposed to be there at all.
No.
And you showed up. Did you wear a costume of some sort? Disguise?
Doctor.
Well, that makes the most sense.
Yeah.
You're Chevy Chase and Fletch showing up to see the birth of your kids.
But you know what? I did see that movie the night before. Maybe that's where I got the idea.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It's really good. I'm glad I waited.
Yeah.
I don't think my maturity level.
You were a self-involved a-hole. Is that safe to say? And that's why you're glad you waited until you shook that loose?
Why would you say that?
You know exactly why. Because everybody thought it.
Is that really my reputation?
I think everybody in the world thinks you're at least at one point.
At one point? What point was that?
Before you had that 4-year-old. So up until that birth of your first child, everybody thought you were a self-involved a-hole.
Yeah. But no, I like it a lot. Not to drone on about it. But yeah.
All right. Are you ready to play some games?
Yeah, let's play some games.
Right. No, you play games with the kids? Is that something you guys do? What do? You wrestle? You
a lot of wrestling.
Yes.
At four. A lot of playing the horse.
Mm-hmm.
It's there's a lot of bruises. A lot of wrestling. A lot of pushing down. A lot of fake falling.
They're doing it to you.
Are they supposed to do it to me?
Oh, boy. You shouldn't be pushing the kids down, Zach. That's just bad parenting.
Huh.
That's bad parenting.
Even with a helmet.
No. You didn't say that. You didn't know. You didn't give me that information to start with. Hmm. Step back to that physics thing we spoke of?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's meet our contestants. Here we go. Zach, welcome. We cannot play this game without contestants. Let's go to the phones. That's right. Anybody that follows us on Twitter has a chance to play the game. Just look for the tweet telling you to call in, and then we take the calls, weed out the dead weight, and we find our players. I say it again. Let's hit the phones. Caller number one is Ryan. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Jimmy. Hello, everybody. How's everything going?
Well, we're doing okay, Ryan. We're doing the best we can. You heard Zach. He's about to start sobbing because he's got two children.
They're in the car. So can we speed things up?
Could you you cracked a window, of course.
No, it's a Uber.
He's got a guy circling. What? Now, Ryan, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Downers Grove, Illinois.
Oh, my father's right near there. My father's in Westmont. My brother used to live he's also in Westmont, used to live in Downers Grove. I used to, who cares?
Yeah.
Hey, that's my family. A little respect for the Pardo family, Ryan.
Who cares? Yeah.
Ryan, are you off Cass Avenue, Ryan?
Actually off of Maple Avenue.
Are you over on Maple? What do you do out in Downers Grove that you have the time to call in today?
I work overnights in IT, and I'm now on my weekend time, so I get to enjoy and do things.
I just saw IT, and that clown coming out of the sewer scared the hell out of me.
Oh.
Come on. Everybody's done that joke by now. By the time this drops, it'll be over. The sequel will be out. All right, Ryan, are you married? I didn't listen to a thing he said about his job, by the way.
I am single.
That a boy, right? You got, you have to be, right? You got, your nights are busy with work. Nobody wants to have a daytime date, right? That's going to be tough. Is that tough to date, Ryan?
It is very tough to date. And also being an unfortunate-looking fellow doesn't work either.
Oh, wait, so. Wait, okay, hold on one second.
Go ahead.
Why do you say that, Ryan?
No, I'm just not... I'm just a normal guy, so
yeah. I mean, I have a grotesque
and
body.
I should leave that to the experts. So,
well, there's four of us in here that may or may not be. Some people consider us handsome, but four of us would say that we're just average.
Hmm.
What do you, Ryan? Feel good about it. Zach Galifianakis, the worst name in show business, and he's a movie star.
Worst name in show business.
You have to know that. It can't be a surprise to you.
I changed it for show business.
What was it originally?
Galifianakisburg. Go back 8 years.
Oh, Jewish. All right, Ryan. Well, listen. Put the mirrors away. Get ready to play the game. Let's meet your other contestants. Let's say hello to Brittany. Brittany, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Now, Brittany, where are you calling from?
Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Kalamazoo, you're up in the mitten. You're a mitten head, yes, which is the new phrase that
I
I've termed. And what do you do up in KZOO?
I work for Big Pharma.
Big Pharma? Is that just generic, right? Or is pharma...
It's when people say that they don't really want to...
They don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
Right, is that Amway? You're working for Amway? That's based up there, right?
No, I work for Pfizer.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah.
No plugs. What? Are you married, Brittany?
I am married, yes.
What's your husband's name?
Scott.
Scott and Brittany. What a joy. Where'd you guys meet? 2Ts.com? I assume Brittany has 2 Ts in it.
Yes, exactly.
Does Brittany have
Ts?
Does Brittany have 2 Ts in it?
It does.
It's great. See, that joke works.
Standard spelling.
Thank you. Now, Brittany, why do you have today off that you're able to call in and play the game?
Well, I'm currently on maternity leave, so I don't have anything to do all day.
So you have a brand new little baby?
Well, I'm 38 weeks, so I do not have that baby yet. So we're just waiting for her to come still.
So is there a chance it could happen during this show?
It very well could, yes.
Fingers crossed. Zach just dressed up as a doctor so he could get on a plane and get there quickly and deliver that child for you.
Yeah.
That would be great.
What part of Michigan are you in?
Southwest Kalamazoo.
Oh, Kalamazoo. I have cousins there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Right up there, sorry.
Not Kalamazoo.
What were you thinking?
I have family in Lansing.
Well, that's close to Kalamazoo. Everything's close up there.
Except Michigan people are very nice. I've worked in Michigan a lot. I like the people there. Have you ever noticed how nice they are?
I have always had a nice experience up in Michigan, yeah.
I'm not being sarcastic.
I'm not either.
I'm being serious.
I enjoy it.
I just emailed my cousin about how nice people from Michigan are.
I always have a nice time up there. A little more than 9 months ago, I had an affair. I cheated on my wife with a young lady in Kalamazoo.
Oh, really?
And hopefully I didn't get her pregnant. I'm hoping to God I didn't get her
pregnant. Do you remember her name?
I wouldn't know, not for the life of me. That's of no interest to me.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care what their names are. They're willing to do it between shows. Let's go.
See you when you're in Grand Rapids.
So. Say it again, Brittany.
I said we do come see you when you're in Grand Rapids.
Oh, you bring that Scott with you? Or you bring some lady friends?
I do.
All right, Scott.
No, I bring Scott.
Scott's the bigger fan. Is that safe to say, Brittany?
I'd say we're pretty even at this point. Hmm. It certainly started out with him, but we both listen every week, so...
Well, we appreciate that. Of course, she's referring to the popular podcast, yeah. Never Not Funny. All right, Brittany.
No plugs.
Damn it. All right, we're over at Big Pod. all right, hang loose, Brittany. Let's meet Nate. Say hello to Nate. Hello, Nate.
Hey, Jimmy.
Now, Nate, where are you calling in from?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. We got a lot of Midwesterners. Where was the first guy from? Chicago, Downers Grove.
Illinois, yeah.
So, St. Louis, you're down there. The Cardinals are making a little stream here. That's not a phrase. They've caught some steam.
let's hope they can get a little stream.
Yeah, the whole team's out there taking a leak. Nate, do you follow the game? Are you like America's Pastime?
The Cardinals have this really cool deal where it's $30 a month, and that gets you a ticket to every home game, standing room.
Oh, what? No seat? But $30, you can go to every game and just stand, obviously you try to find some empty seats, right?
Just go to the nosebleeds. There's always seats. I mean, I've sat, behind a dugout with those tickets.
Well, good for you. Now, did you sit close enough that they asked you to hop in the game?
Not yet.
He doesn't have $40.
That's the $40 side?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to bump up. That makes sense. All right, are you married, Ryan? It doesn't sound like if you got time just to go run around at baseball games.
No, I have a girlfriend.
Who am I talking? This is Nate. I just called him Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, my apologies, Nate. What's your girlfriend's name, Nate?
Casey.
Casey and Nate. What a joy. How long have you guys been together?
2 years and 3 days.
Huh?
In 3 days.
In 3 days, it'll be 3 years.
2 years.
24 months.
So a little shy of 24 months, it sounds like. All right, very good. I'm having a tough time. In fact, if there's a way, I don't want to be this obvious this early. I'm rooting against Nate.
Well,
why?
I don't care for. I don't like his energy.
I think there might be a lack of projection in your voice. Is that what it is, Jimmy?
So maybe a lack of confidence.
But
a lack of anything interesting coming out of it. There's a lot going on.
I'm in it to win it, guys.
Okay,
well, pick it up, Nate. Oh, pick it up. That's what I'm looking for. All right, here we go. You guys ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
All right. There's the apathy we were searching for. All right, we got our players. You guys are playing for a... Hey, here's what you guys are playing for. Whoever makes it to the final round is... you're going to get a Pod Swag gift card. You're going to get a Pod Swag gift card to use over there at podswag.com to get some great podcast merchandise. You also have a chance to win a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. I ask you again, who is ready to start playing games?
Brittany.
Yeah.
There we go. That a boy, Nate. Pick it up. Come on, Ryan. Now you got competition. New character talking now. First up is headlines. Here's what's going to happen, you guys. I'm going to read you a question that relates to a certain decade. The first one to buzz in correctly gets the points. We're going to hit the randomizer to see what decade we're playing from. We're going to be playing from the 80s, the 1980s. These are questions from the 80s. The two teams with the most points after five questions will move on. Everybody clear?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. These are questions from the 80s. Question number one, and to buzz in, you'll use your names, guys. You're going to buzz in using your names. All right? And please wait for me to finish reading the question. Question number one, premiering. On June 11th, 1982, the year of our Lord, this film went on to be the biggest blockbuster of the 80s.
Ryan,
what do you think it is?
E.T.?
Now, Zach, they call that the extraterrestrial. Can you confirm?
That they call it that? Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Have you seen that movie, Zach?
I did.
Now that you have children, are you going to let them see it? Or are you too risque?
What is it? What rated is it?
I think, is it PG?
PG, probably.
Yeah, way too risque.
all right, who was that?
That was Ryan.
Ryan. All right, Ryan's got one. Again, at the end of five, whoever has the most points will go on. We're going to cut somebody loose is the point. The two teams that... in 1986, hands up, buzzers! In 1986, this celestial, but that's a word. Why would somebody put this on a piece of paper for me to read? Why would that be done? Why would we make the host look the fool? Celestial.
Yeah.
In 1986, this celestial body could be seen passing by the Earth for the first time since 1910.
Nate,
what do you think it is, pal?
Is it Halley's Comet?
It is Halley's Comet. That's the correct answer. It's 1-1. Brittany, you got to pick it up. You got to get in the game.
I know.
Are you okay? Are you giving birth?
No. She's still in there, as far as I know.
She's still in there. That's the most uncomfortable sentence I've ever heard in my life. In 1985, heads up, buzzers! In 1985, which soft drink changed its recipe for the first time in 99 years?
Brittany.
Ryan.
It was Brittany.
Pepsi.
Nate,
go.
Coke?
Coca-Cola. Yes, that's a correct answer.
Stay in there, baby.
Oh, boy. Brittany, are you gotta be kidding me?
I was thinking of Crystal Pepsi, and as soon as I said that, I knew it was wrong.
You know what? I accept that excuse, because it's legit. It was thought out, sadly. Nate...
Yeah, very poorly.
Yeah, you're not doing well, Brittany.
I'm embarrassed. No.
Don't tell Scott this call ever happened. 9-2 is...
what? Yeah, it's 9-2.
Wow.
Did you slip into a coma? We've had three questions.
He slipped
questions.
Out of one. He just slipped out of the coma.
So nobody has scored 9 points
There's
yet?
No one has reached 9 points yet.
So the best out of five.
There haven't been 13 questions.
Nobody's gotten a nine yet?
No.
All right, what's the score then?
Yeah, Nate has two. Ryan has one. Brittany still not yet on
All
board.
All right, here we go. This one's just for Brittany then. That's not true. All of you, hands on buzzers. Here we go. In 1984 presidential election, in the 1984 presidential election, which Democratic challenger to Ronald Reagan won only his home state of Minnesota?
Nate. That's Mondale?
That's Walter Mondale. That's the correct answer.
Boom.
So that means Nate has three, Ryan has one, Brittany still at zero. As a reminder, the two teams with the most points at the end of five questions go on to the next round. Here's your next question. In 1986, hands up, buzzers. In 1986, the worst nuclear power plant accident in history occurred in which Ukrainian city?
Brittany.
Ryan. What do you got, Brittany?
Pepsi.
Chernobyl.
What is it?
Chernobyl.
Chernobyl's the correct answer.
Boom.
Boom is right, Matt Belknap. Brittany ties it up with Ryan, which means Nate is in. For sure. Now we have to have a tiebreaker to see who's going to compete against him in round two. Now let me walk you through what's going to happen. I'm going to read one final tie-breaking question. You buzz in and get it right, you move on. You buzz in and get it wrong, your opponent moves on. You guys ready?
Yes.
Brittany?
Uh-huh.
Am I bothering you guys?
Yeah, it seems. They're treating you kind of like a telemarketer.
Right?
Yeah.
It's a little bit. I'm your hero. For the love of God.
Little hero worship, guys.
Yeah, show me some respect. All right, hands on buzzers. Nate, you sit tight. The only guy I want quiet right now is Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Ryan and Brittany. Buzz in, you get it right, you move on. You get it wrong, your opponent moves on. In 1984, the Soviet Union boycotted the Olympics in which U.S. city?
Ryan,
give me
Los
an answer. Los Angeles is the correct answer. That means that Ryan and Nate are going to move on. Brittany, that means we have to say goodbye to you and your young one.
Well, thank you.
Oh, do not fret, Brittany. You're not going away empty-handed. You're going to get something from the Airwolf Prize Closet. And we do again thank you for playing the game. But that does mean that Nate and Ryan are going to go head-to-head in round two to see who's going to compete against Zach in the finals and that year-long Stitcher Premium subscription. Let's find out who does it when we come back right after this. Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. My name is Jimmy Pardo. My co-host this week is Zach Galifianakis. Zach's taking time away. He's got two beautiful children. He's got, of course, a career on the big screen, motion picture. He's, of course, the star of Buckets.
Baskets.
But what did I call it?
Everybody calls it Buckets. It's called Baskets. Jesus Christ.
I have a true statement. You want me to? I'm going to do this
what?
Over. I'm doing it over.
Why? No.
I'm doing it over.
Don't do it over.
I don't want to get your name of your show wrong.
Jimmy. I'm not kidding. My family thinks it's called Buckets. It's not even.
But your family's not in show business and they're not a professional.
My family's not in any business.
All right. The name of it is Handbag. So you're part of that handbag tale. You're part of that show?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
You put your cowl on. You put your little weird hat on.
Yeah.
All right. It's you. It's our friend Martha Kelly, Louie Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are over there. You splash around. You have a good time.
Mm.
You're a rodeo clown.
Right. Good plug. Good plug.
It's a great show. People love it. It's over there on FX.
Is it?
Did I get any of that right?
I think it is on FX.
That's true.
All right. Welcome. Here's the deal, guys. Nate and Ryan, you still there?
Yep. I'm here.
All right. You guys are ready for round two. Whoever's in the lead at the end of this round is going to go on to play against Zach in the finals. You get that Pod Swag card. You're also going to get a year subscription to Stitcher Premium if you win it all. But you're going to, so whoever's ahead at the end of this round will go on to play in that final round. The name of the game in this round is Charades by Proxy. Charades by Proxy. What that means is Zach is going to describe what movie titles our resident thespian Mike Henry is acting out. Let's hit the randomizer once again to see what decade these movies are going to be from. 70s. The movies are from the 70s. Ryan and Nate, how do you feel? You feel comfortable about the 70s?
There's some good movies that year.
Yeah.
Well, there's more than one year. There's about 10 of them.
That year, there was the 70s. What a
year. You're not wrong. That decade.
All right, so you guys get the...
My mom's in her 70.
All right, you guys know the drill. Mike Henry, our resident thespian, is going to act these things out. Zach is going to describe what he sees. You guys have to guess what movie Mike is acting out for Zach. There are five questions in the category. Whoever has the most will go on to play in the finals. Only Mike or Zach can pass. Contestants, all you can do is try and guess. Again, whoever has the most after five of these will go on to play against Zach head-to-head in the final round for that Stitcher premium subscription. Here we go. Let's put no time on the clock, please. Very good.
So there's no time pressure.
There is no time pressure.
Oh, I love this.
Here we go. Mike Henry, here is your first one. Go! Guys, hands on buzzers.
Okay, he put his thumb up. But that's because he knows what he's doing.
Yes.
Okay. There's nothing to do with the charade. Oh, okay. He's petting a cat.
Nate.
Yes, Nate.
Godfather.
Yes, Jesus Christ, the Godfather. Wow. He got it. All right, here's the next one, Mike Henry.
What else would it be? Of course it's the Godfather. What else? Austin Powers, maybe.
You said it could have been Sophie's Choice.
Petting a cat?
That's in the 80s.
Okay, he put up two fingers. Okay, he is shaking up a what looks like something in his hand, and he is miming that he is spray painting something on a wall.
Yeah.
Again, we're talking about the 70s.
Nate. Nate, go.
American Graffiti.
That's a correct answer, Nate.
Amazing.
Come on, Ryan, head in the game.
Wow.
That may be the best response ever. All right, next one, Mike Henry. All right, score is 2-1. Nate is in the lead.
But 2-0. 2-0.
2-0. It's 9-2.
It's 9-2 again. Okay, he held up two fingers. He is acting as if he's riding on a horse, mechanical, or I don't know. There's a
Ryan.
Ryan, go.
Urban Cowboy?
Urban Cowboy is not the answer. Keep going, fellas.
With one word. He's putting his hands up in as if they were part of a Vitamix. That doesn't make any sense.
Nate?
Yeah. Nate. Oh, yes, Nate. Does.
Is it Blazing Saddles?
It is Blazing Saddles.
Wow. Hey,
it is Blazing Saddles.
Really good. Really good, Nate.
The Vitamix is all that Nate needed. But that means out of best out of five, Nate's already won.
Yeah.
But so that's exciting.
Very exciting.
Congratulations, Nate. But you know what? I feel bad for Ryan. So I want to do one more where it's just Ryan.
Oh, okay.
All right. Ryan, you buzz in. Pretend like you're playing the game so that you get a little bit of jazz, like maybe you beat Nate. So here we go. Mike Henry.
Is this a game you guys thought of?
Yeah.
Mm. It's a great idea.
Thank you, Zach.
No sarcasm.
It's not sarcastic.
It's not.
Here we go. Next one.
Okay. He's acting as if he's steering a car. I think that's his commitment to the bit. I think that's all he's. He's steering a car. He's talking to somebody in the back seat and driving them.
Ryan.
Go ahead, Ryan.
Taxi Driver.
Taxi Driver's the correct answer.
I thought it was somebody else.
What'd you think it was?
Driving Miss Daisy. Is that 80s?
Oh, that's even 90s, right?
I think that's 90s.
It was 89.
Okay. Oh, nerd.
Boy, who was that?
Big Tandy fan in here.
did Brittany pick the phone back up?
I had a baby. It was 89.
Fun. I'm going to call that fun.
Yeah.
Ryan, that means we have to say goodbye to you, sir.
Understood.
Ryan, when did you officially check out, do you think?
Well, probably when I was down 3-0 and there was no way to.
Oh, was it a couple years ago?
Yeah, we had farther back in the pool over here in this room. What? All right, listen, you're also going to get something from the Earwolf Prize Closet. More importantly, we thank you for calling in and playing today. Everybody, say goodbye to Ryan.
Bye, Ryan. Bye-bye. Good luck with the pregnancy.
No, that was
Brittany. God.
All right, that means, Nate, you're going to go on to the finals and play against Zach head-to-head right after this.
Awesome.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Playing Games. It is now time for our contestant to go head-to-head with Zach Galifianakis to see if they can win a year subscription to Stitcher Premium. Zach has taken time away today from his hit television show, Buckethead, who is also the guitarist that was in Guns N' Roses for a little while.
True.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Bumblefoot came in after Buckethead, I want to say, to play guitars. The original guitarist was Slash. They can't just hire a guy with a name. Do you like Guns N' Roses, Ed?
I do.
That's a band you enjoy.
I do.
When they come to town, do you go to concerts?
No.
You don't go?
I mean, I used to, but... I mean,
what happened? You can't too famous?
No.
You can't show up anywhere now? Leave him alone.
I went this summer to a show.
Who'd you see?
Pasadena. Broken Social Scene. Do you know them?
I don't. Matt loves them.
They're great.
I know.
No, you've heard of them.
Yeah. But where do you see them?
They were at a festival with Tom Petty.
Oh, you were part of that?
Oh, right. Yeah,
I went to it. I wasn't.
You were part of it. Like, oh, hey, look who's walking around, everybody. Your master of ceremonies.
And you were in the clown makeup. And
yeah,
everything.
I was promoting the show.
Oh, boy. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I just got back from Universal City Walk. Handing out flowers and flyers.
Good for you. You know, make the world a better place. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. Here's the deal. I'm going to ask you both a series of questions. Now, Nate, if you could answer more answers correctly than Zach, you're going to win. Now, you've already won that Pod Swag card. We're thrilled for you. But if you want to get that Stitcher Premium subscription, you got to get more questions right than Zach. The questions are from various decades. One question from each of the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. Now, I'm going to ask Zach first. That means we're going to put Nate in the isolation booth, which simply just means we're going to put him on hold. So, Nate, we're going to say goodbye to you for a couple seconds.
Okay.
All right, Zach Galifianakis, are you ready to play Decades?
Yes.
Here we go. This Kung Fu legend died in 1973 shortly after completing the film Enter the Dragon.
Billie Jean King. Okay, I'm sorry. Bruce Lee.
What was the name of the 18-month-old baby who was rescued after spending 60 hours trapped in a well?
Jessica.
In the 90s, Michael Jordan led which team to 6 NBA championships?
Boy, Raiders. What was it? The Bulls.
In 2001, which actress was arrested for shoplifting at Saks Fifth Avenue?
Wynonna Judd. Ryder.
Finally, which pop star twerked on Robin Thicke at the 2013 MTV Video Music Awards?
I do not know.
Really?
2013, Miley Cyrus.
The date is what helped you.
Yes. I go with Waves.
I see. What interesting. And I'm amazed you got that Bulls one right.
That's a tough one.
Why would that be on here? Why wasn't that?
That's tough. Wait.
I feel partly responsible because he read that to me and I didn't go, hey, that is insanely easy.
Wow. Michael, if you said Scottie Pippen or something.
Oh, Scottie Pippen. That's what I meant.
All right. Let's bring Nate into the bill.
Okay.
Ding.
Bill. He's back.
All right, Nate. How are you?
I'm great.
All right, here we go. I'm going to read these are, again, one question from each decade. You get more right than Zach Galifianakis. You get the Stitcher Premium subscription. Are you ready to play, sir?
Yes.
You don't. You beat him. You still get that Pod Swag card. Here we go. Starting with this. This Kung Fu legend died in 1973 shortly after completing the film Enter the Dragon.
Bruce Lee.
Correct. What was the name of the 18-month-old baby who was rescued after spending 60 hours trapped in a well?
Pass.
In the 90s, Michael Jordan led which team to 6 NBA championships? Really think on this one, Nate. In 2001. Bulls. Yeah, you got it. In 2001, which actress was arrested for shoplifting at Saks Fifth Avenue?
I'm not going to pull that one.
Which pop star twerked on Robin Thicke at the 2013 MTV Video Music Awards?
Miley Cyrus.
That is correct. Well, Nate, that means that Zach Galifianakis has beaten you.
What about the other one?
You weren't going to win. You weren't going to win. He got them all right. Zach got them all right. The second you gave up on that, first of all, you're labeled as a quitter. And we don't tolerate that on this show.
I'm sorry.
Nate, listen, you did a great job. You made it all the way. You got to have a nice conversation with Zach Galifianakis.
We barely talked.
Well, say something to him now then.
Nate, is it Nate?
Yeah.
Sorry, it didn't work out. But maybe I can make it up to you.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah, really, really put yourself in a bind there.
Let me give you my number.
Can I say something to Zach real quick?
Yes, yeah. Nate, that's what a conversation is.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
this is not going to be good.
I'm at work right now, but I was writing, like literally just now writing a parody of Between Two Ferns because we work with ag companies that's called Between Two Stocks.
Hmm.
So that's a crazy coincidence.
That's weird.
All right. Okay. What's not weird is that, Nate, you had a great time here today. You played a great game. It was strong to the end until you quit like a quitter, when you really gave up on yourself and a little bit on America. But you still got that Pod Swag gift card where you can get anything from the podswag.com gift store.
Awesome. I'm going to get those pins, those enamel pins.
You're going to get the Never Not Funny enamel pins?
Absolutely.
That a boy. That's a good start. Thanks, Nate, for playing games.
Thank you. This is the best birthday ever.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
What the hell? Why do you bury the lead?
Come up.
It didn't come up. Well, it was your responsibility to tell three strangers, right? Four strangers.
You kind of wedged it in at the end, so I guess it could have come up in that way earlier.
I'm just excited. I'm sorry.
That a boy, Nate. You know what? Happy birthday. How old are you today, Nate?
22.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday.
Got a whole life ahead of you. Good for you, Nate.
Good for you, Nate.
22 is a good year.
Thank you.
I thought he said 42.
He said 22.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, 22.
Oh, he's young.
You skew young, Jimmy, your audience.
Yeah, we do. We got a lot of young kids.
Is that when you started wearing your hat a little askew?
Yeah, I wear it with a very...
to make you look younger.
Stiff brim off to the side. Of course. Yeah, you know me. All right, Zach Galifianakis, we thank you for joining us.
I'm done.
Yeah, you're done.
Thank you for having me.
On behalf of the announcer, Matt Belknap, the band leader, Mike Henry, my name is Jimmy Pardo. We'll see you next time when you're ready to start playing games.
Playing Games with Jimmy Pardo is a Never Not Funny production. Produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, and Mike Henry. Distributed by Stitcher Premium and Earwolf Media. Music by Mike Henry. Mr. Pardo's wardrobe provided by Botany 500. For more Jimmy Pardo, check out Never Not Funny in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find podcasts. And be sure to visit NeverNotFunny.com. For a chance to play games with Jimmy, follow Never Not Funny on Twitter. Portions of this program not affecting the outcome of the competition have been edited. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Jimmy Pardo, Matt Belknap, Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
I'm Lauren Lapkus.
And I'm John Gabris.
And we have a new podcast, Raised by TV, where we're revisiting all of our old favorite TV shows from the 80s and 90s.
We're talking Full House, Saved by the Bell, Ren and Stimpy, The Real World, Singled Out, all the crap you could imagine.
And we'll sing our favorite theme songs.
Unfortunately.
And we'll eat really unhealthy snacks and basically relive our childhoods.
Check out Raised by TV right now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. Or if this is my mom listening, give up. You're never going to figure it out.